What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And you're listening to episode 20 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. That's episode 20. Can you believe that we are up to, well, we're technically up to 22 episodes if we're counting our overtime episodes, but 20 episodes in our regular show. Can you believe we're already up to 20?
We can't. Well, we've almost we've got to be close to a year since we started it, haven't we?
I think to the June or July was when we released our first episode. I want to say it was July. So we're still maybe a month away from our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
But we are up to episode 20, which I just, it's crazy to think about that we've been doing it for that long. Yeah. But hey,
here we are.
We're here. we are back with another review episode. And it's actually a back-to-back review episode, not counting our overtime episode that we released a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Our last flagship show.
Yes.
Do we have enough different show? When you have two different shows, is that enough to call one your flagship show? Sorry. I'll put that away.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm fidgeting.
You're knocking me off my game here.
Fidgeting.
Anyways, can we call this our flagship episode even with two shows? Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
It's like when it was just Raw and SmackDown, they called Raw the flagship show.
Exactly.
Resonating analogy.
I'm going to go with yes then.
So back to our flagship show, two sports reviews in a row.
Mm-hmm. Because our last Cheering from the Cheap Seats episode, regular sports episode, was our review of Wake Forest Baseball.
Correct.
Which you have not gone back to listen to that. Please go back and listen to it. Unfortunately, if I remember right, we weren't high on Wake's baseball stadium and atmosphere and other good stuff.
I think it was last. Or next to last.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, actually, I think it beat out the Disco Turkeys for last place.
I thought Virginia Tech was a lot.
No. Virginia Tech's 5.3, Disco Turkeys is 5.2.
Look at you with knowing your scores off the top of your head.
Exactly. Oh, I just realized you don't have your iPad, so you don't have all the scores today.
I know. So you're going to have to do the calculating.
Well, I meant in regards to don't have the whole... Do you have the scores on your phone? The overall scores?
I do. Will it mess it up, the recording up, while if I try to look at it? It shouldn't, but I've done it before.
Yeah, we really need to get a spreadsheet that we can both share between each other.
Well, I can share it with you.
Yeah, we just haven't done it. All right, anyways.
We're very professional, guys.
Yeah, we're here having
production meeting.
Meetings in the middle of our show. Anyways, so our last sports related episode was the Wake Forest baseball review, and then a couple weeks ago we released our second overtime episode where we reviewed this year's The Batman movie.
The Batman.
Yeah, not just Batman, The Batman. But yeah, now we're here again and we're going to be doing another review, and this one's pretty exciting. So it's May, but we're reviewing football.
What?
I like it. You're knocking off my game again. We actually got some football review for you, but it's not just regular football. We're talking arena football, indoor football, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
As we are reviewing the Carolina Cobras, the hometown team. I guess home state team.
Yeah, well, I guess no. We have another one in the state.
That's right. This one in Charlotte too. I don't think they're in the same league as the Cobras. Okay. But there's one in Charlotte too.
Yeah, Carolina Cobras.
But the hometown state of doom team. They play in Greensboro, North Carolina. Yeah. So whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the Greensboro Coliseum Complex, which is the same venue that we did for UNC Greensboro.
Yeah. Which I was going to get into a little bit later, but I guess since you went ahead and segued into it. No, it's okay. so there are probably going to be some crossovers with this episode. I mean, it's just how it is when you have two teams that play in the same arena. It's just how it is. I'm sure between the basketball and the football, like, there might be some changes to certain aspects of our score or whatnot, but I just, fair warning that some of the stuff that you hear in episode, you probably heard in the UNCG basketball review. So, fair warning. actually, before we get into our review, something we haven't done in a long while is trivia. Remember, this was your idea, and then we did it for a couple episodes, and then it kind of just died down. But I had a couple good ones for you.
Yeah, I ruined your other one.
But you ruined my other one. However, I'm going to still ask it, and then you can give the answer at the end.
Okay.
But I want to see if our listeners can actually answer the one that we have previously discussed. But I do have another one for you.
Okay.
It's,
hit me. I'm
all right, listen here, die boy.
I'm sorry.
What do you even play with over
it's
there?
It's a screw. Oh,
screw you. All right. Now, these aren't specifically geared towards the Cobras. I know when we did review in the past, we would kind of gear the trivia question towards whatever was, like, the sports team we were doing or whatnot. But I thought these were good, just general arena football questions. Okay?
Yeah.
So the first one that you already know the answer to, don't give the answer. We'll give the answer at the end. Okay. Give the listeners a chance to answer. And, then you can show off your knowledge here at the end. Okay. So, when the Arena Football League was around, the Philadelphia Soul were owned by a very well-known rock star. Or I don't think he had complete ownership. I think he was part owner of it.
Mm.
But still, he had pretty good stake in the ownership.
Right.
Which rock star had ownership in the Philadelphia Soul?
I was trying to think of a just ridiculous answer I can get right now.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
All right, so that's that one. That's for you guys to think on.
It's not Mick Jagger.
Adam, you already know the answer.
Uh-huh. I guess when you told me I had trivia questions, you didn't even ask me a question. I think I just guessed this.
You're right.
And then you said I ruined it.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay, so this trivia question is for both you and the listeners.
Okay.
Okay, so up until 2017, former Buffalo Bill offensive lineman Joe DeLemelier.
Sure.
Was the only member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame to play Arena League football.
Okay.
Who is the second person?
Oh, God. It's got to be somebody I know. I've heard. Okay. I'm like, you're not going to ask me a question somebody that's
I'm not that mean. Joe. I told you, I think you're going to overthink it, but I...
Probably.
But you know this answer.
Okay. I'm gonna have to ask for some hints.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we'll get to that here at the end of the episode. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought that was a fun one. Anyways, so get to our actual review. Reiterate, we've kind of gone over the logistics of the Greensboro Coliseum, but in case somebody hasn't listened to our UNCG basketball review, we'll just kind of give an overview. Greensboro Coliseum was opened in 1959, so it's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
It's been around forever. And its seats has a capacity of 23,500. As for the Carolina Cobras, they have only been around since 2018, so they are still a fairly new team.
Mm-hmm.
They have been to the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years, and that's including a COVID season, so they didn't go... They didn't have a season for 2020. But 2018, 2019, 2021, they went to the playoffs in all 3 of those years. And went to the championship game in both 2018 and 2019. So they've had some pretty good success.
Did they win the championship?
They won. So they won the championship in 2018 and lost the championship in 2019.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, this is a team that has had some fairly decent success since they've come to the league.
Well, and they're still undefeated.
They're undefeated now. Yeah. So far, their best record was their inaugural year. They went 10-5. So they're on pace to beat that right now. So, but yeah, just some backstory with the arena and the team. If this is your first time listening to our show, I guess we'll kind of get into a little bit of how we do this. So we like to base our rankings off of four different things at these sporting events. One is aesthetic of arenas and venues and stuff like that. Game day atmosphere, food, and surrounding area. And then what we do is we give a score in those four areas between 1 and 10. You know, you have these, you know, 7.5, 4.5, if you really hate it. Nothing too crazy though. So no 6.73 and 3/8 or whatever the heck you want to do. Cause that's gonna be a pain in the tail to add up at the end. So 1 through 10, halfsies are allowed. So we take our scores for those four categories, add them up, divide them by four. Then we take our two scores from those things, add those by two, divide it by two, and that is our total score for our experience here.
So your official cheap seats rank.
Exactly.
Or score. And then rank.
Exactly.
Sure.
We just have to find a way to get to the rankings here.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. I appreciate your excitement and surety of this.
I got it.
Okay. I have faith in you. But so I guess unless you have anything else to add, we'll go ahead and get into our review.
Aesthetic. What do we do first? Aesthetic.
Okay. A in the alphabet and number one and in our show. Parts. I wouldn't really say it's number one in the hearts, but number one in our show. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Start us off?
So, not really much more to say. I mean, it's, like we've already said, it's the Greensboro Coliseum. Not much has changed from basketball to football.
Mm-hmm. Other than the football field.
Other than there's a 50-yard football field. By the way, in case you don't know, arena football, 50-yard field. Mm-hmm. They have wall, no out-of-bounds line. They got walls, so they're kind of getting tackled in the
oblivion,
in the wall, the walls and stuff. You can catch the ball off the wall.
Yep. And then narrower goalpost.
Goalpost, yeah. And probably my favorite rule. One wide receiver can get just a running start as long as they don't cross the line of scrimmage before the ball snaps. Mm-hmm. And so you've got dudes just like full out sprint by the time the ball's hiked. Yep. Take notes, NFL.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, back to the aesthetic.
I guess the only thing different would just be the once you get into the arena part, just the color scheme and the aesthetic of the football field, which I mean, it's jarring kind of because I've never been to an indoor football game. I mean, because the Panthers are outdoors and all the colleges I've been to around here are outdoors, so it's just that's just different seeing that, and plus how small it is. So and you know, other than that, the color scheme of the team is.
Let me get to the color scheme real quick since we're on it. It is kind of hard to make out the cobra on the side of the helmet because it's all black and then the cobra is kind of dark. Now I do remember one of our complaints with the basketball game was the fact that a lot of the upper bowl was kind of sectioned off and they had the tarp over it and whatnot. But other than, you know, the backs behind the goalposts kind of being, you know, open, there are people sitting up top.
Yeah,
in the football game. So they did allow that.
I think they did have some, like the top half of the upper bowl covered. But, I mean, they did have some people sitting up there. So.
Which was definitely a better look than the basketball game. Because, I mean, it was kind of fun when field goals and everything were kicked off.
Yeah.
You had the fans back there trying to catch the ball and stuff like that.
A great spot for the kids to sit.
Yes,
you know, so if you go to one of these games and you got kids, I'd highly recommend sitting behind the goalpost. Just because there's no net. They're just kicking it straight into the into the crowd. Now, unfortunately, the refs do come over there and be like, hey, give me that ball back.
You know,
and you got to throw it back. But I think sometimes they end up keeping the ball. Like, their players will throw balls out and you get to keep them. So, that's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like comparing those two things, like, it definitely kind of helped the look of this game than it did the basketball game when it just looked empty and just...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like I said, we complain because back behind the goalpost is where the band was for the basketball game, and it just looked empty and just barren, and we didn't have that problem at the football game.
Yeah.
Like, everything inside the actual bowl looked full. But yeah, there's really, other than that, there's really not much difference. I mean, you know, you got your big jumbo screen that shows replays, and you got your taper that goes around. But once again, like, it's a multi-use complex, so there's really most of the advertising is done for bigger events. So you're seeing your concert announcements and stuff like that. Like, I actually don't remember seeing a whole lot for the actual Cobras when it was.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything like Cobra specific, like videos they did, other than like replays and stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
But I'm trying to think. Well, I guess that would go. That's gonna go with the game day atmosphere. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's a nice stadium. I mean, I think what said before, probably the same thing I said last time. They got like trophy cases and stuff and like different different events that they've had there, like advertising the different acts and artists that's been there and things like that. So
if you're there and you're interested in stuff other than the football game, you'll probably be able to find it there. I mean, It's just what comes with the territory when it comes to sharing, an arena with, you know, doing other stuff besides sports.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's just what it is. I don't really have anything else to really add here.
Yeah,
I think if you want to hear more in depth of what we like. I don't feel like it was any more in-depth than what we just gave.
No.
But,
but yeah, you can go back and listen to the UNC Greensboro review.
Okay, so...
What was my score?
All right, so just a little bit of little bit of clarity. I actually went back and listened to our UNCG, at least our review on everything. Because I wanted to get our scores that way. Review did we do that we had already done?
It was probably Disco Turkeys and Dash.
Okay, because we were trying to figure out, surrounding area and crap like that.
So, we gave something different for one.
Yeah, so we're worried that we're like, what are people going to think when we're giving different scores for the same stuff?
Greensboro is a whole the city of Greensboro is a whole lot cooler after a football game than it is a basketball game. Exact same.
Yeah. Okay. No. So I did my due diligence and went back and got our scores from the UNCG basketball game. That way, if we feel like those scores are justified, we can give the same score.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so your initial score for the Greensboro Coliseum for aesthetic was a 4.5. 4.5.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
are you going to stick there? Are you going to...
I will go... Okay, because of what we talked about, the inside of the, you know, arena, like the fan... fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll go a half a point higher. I'll go with a five.
Full five. Mediocre. That's cool. I mean, that's fine. I was thinking the same thing. I think I'm... So, you'd originally given it a 4.5. Mm-hmm. I'd originally given it a 5. Mm-hmm. So, I think I'm going to go 5.5 for it. Okay. Just for the added fact that instead of having everything blocked off and tarped over, there was actually fans and...
Yeah.
Like, behind the goalposts and stuff like that. So, yeah. I'm going to go 5.5. I think that's fair.
One thing I did... Okay. I don't know if this is... Yeah, the uniforms, the jerseys. Does that go in aesthetic?
Yeah,
or game day? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I forgot completely about this, and this might make me raise it a whole nother half a point.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was Star Wars night.
It was.
And this is the reason that got this game on my radar, because I saw it on Facebook, so Anna, if you don't know me, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So,
sure, I'm not.
Well, we are. So one of the things I loved is, you know, they had characters and stuff there, but the Cobras jerseys mm-hmm. that they actually wore on the field, instead of their names on the back, they each had a Star Wars character name.
Which is beautiful.
Which was amazing. So, you know, you had your Chewbacca and your Han Solo and your Luke Skywalkers and things like that. And so I'm constantly looking, and I'm like, oh, what character is the quarterback? That is like, who's the quarterback? You know, what's he? You know. And so that was a cool touch. I think the front of them had, like, probably Grogu or Baby Yoda on it. Some image, graphic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of them had Baby Yoda on
the
front
of it. Okay. So if we're putting that in aesthetic, I am actually going to increase it a whole nother half a point just for the Star Wars factor.
Nice.
So 5.5.
Okay. I'm keeping mine at 5.5.
Okay. Pretty good.
Still feel like it's... justified.
Yeah.
So
I'll let you start with the
game day
whatever
sure.
next. Yeah.
All right. So I feel like I say this for most of our episodes, but like I'm gonna probably say the game day atmosphere is probably my favorite part of this whole thing.
Yeah. Which that's understandable, but probably because you know the reason you go to these games or any sporting event mm-hmm. is to be a part of the crowd and the atmosphere and whatever's going on. You know, you don't go just to, you know, eat the food, which I mean
some people do,
so yeah, but I mean food's an added bonus, but like I'm not gonna choose to go to this game just because they've got an amazing you know cheeseburger.
Agreed.
Or to see how good their parking is. You know, like you go for the game atmosphere. So
I think people were reacting. We did a podcast on parking at sporting events.
There you go.
Well, here's how the parking was.
Not just if we're gonna do that, we're not gonna be sporting events. We're just gonna rate parking lots. You know, we can go down to Walmart and be like, okay, they great parking lot. Christmas time, terrible parking lot.
Yeah,
you know,
it's horrible.
Stay tuned for our parking cast.
Parking mania.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, when it comes to atmosphere, as an arena football team, you know, they didn't attract nearly enough to fill even the lower section of the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. But there were more than enough people there.
Yeah.
Probably more than I initially thought were going to be there. People that were there really got into the game.
Yeah, we'll say the people that were there, like, cared. Like, really cared. So
definitely. Which is something that we've complained about in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, especially with our minor league baseball reviews. Like, people just go because they just want a night to BS around a little bit. But the people that were there were actually there for their football, getting into the game, paying attention to every play, cheering on their team,
wearing jerseys like
jerseys.
Like, man, I don't even have. I don't even have a recent Panthers jersey. And I'm like, dang, these people are out here buying Carolina Cobras jerseys.
Yes, very much so. I mean the place got loud sometimes. The announcer was into it the whole game. My only complaint with the announcer is sometimes I feel like it was a little too loud, so he had a little trouble understanding what he was saying.
It was hard to understand a lot of what he was saying, but you know.
They had a hype man.
Yeah.
Which was cool. Had him out before the beginning of the game, getting both sides of the Coliseum chanting.
Yeah.
Different things. So one side would chant snake, the other one would chant pit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just stuff like that. And then I loved every time that the Cobras score a touchdown and go to kick it off and then just start the whole we ready for war.
Yeah.
And get, the whole crowd got mm-hmm. into it. Like, oh, it wasn't just some boring thing that they're just like, oh, well, that's there. No, the whole crowd just got into it mm-hmm. the whole time.
They did,
I loved it.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah, and I enjoyed the... You know, the intros were really fun. You know, lights went down. You know, they had their smoke coming out of the entranceway.
Mm-hmm.
They were announcing. And then, you know, it being the Star Wars night, they had some people coming out with the lightsabers. And I think some stormtroopers walked with one player out.
Sure did.
So it was just really cool because I don't know what I expect from when they announce Star Wars night. It just to be like crazy. Just Star Wars everywhere, like, because I've been to these events before for other, like baseball, and I'm just disappointed. Like, yeah, that was lame. They didn't mm-hmm. do anything. But I mean, so it was kind of the same. But I will say it was cool that they did have some cosplayers there, and mm-hmm. you know, walking around. And the whole jersey thing was cool. But I didn't even hear any like Star Wars music played. You know, I was complaining.
So maybe one random time.
Yeah, maybe. I'm like, come on, give me some Imperial March or something,
yeah.
You know. But other than that, take that out of it. It was, I'd say the game day atmosphere was great for, you know, it was more than what I was expecting.
Very much so. Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your, like, you know, college football down in the mm-hmm. South, but it's, you know, more than a lot of... some basketball games or baseball games I've been to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know? Just going back and talking about the UNCG basketball game. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we talked that there's a pretty decent, pretty loud crowd there. But, like, it didn't compare anything to this. Like, when I say that these fans were rowdy and into the game, they mm-hmm. were rowdy and into the game. Which is nice to see with something like this. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, when it comes to some stuff like this, it's almost like... the fans just go, just because it's there, you know, they just can go and, chill out and chit-chat the whole time. No, these people were there to watch football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was nice to see. I like that. I appreciated that. And it definitely got me hyped to be there because when the rest of the crowd is into it, then I don't feel quite as awkward being into it, too. So, mm-hmm. I was getting into it, you know, sitting there.
Yeah,
chanting along with everybody.
Yeah,
so sure. I loved it.
Oh yeah,
I had a good time.
Me too. I'll let you score this one first.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out if I want to go on the high end or low end of what I want to give. I think I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go a solid 8.
8.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to choose between 8 and 8.5, but like I feel like 8.5 is. That's when you start reserving it for big stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. So I'm gonna go 8.
What did I give?
What would you get the UNCG game?
UNCG, which I know this is gonna be a very different thing.
You gave it a 6.
6, okay.
I gave it a 6.5. So my score for this game went up significantly.
I'll go. You know, I'm usually not quite as high on... I'm a harsher scorer than you are.
I guess, yeah.
Typically. I will say... I'm not going to do much lower. I'll go 7.5.
7.5? Fair enough. Okay. All right. So we got atmosphere out the way. Next would be food. So if you would like to say that.
So the next two are probably going to be...
see a lot of crossover.
Yeah. So, I don't remember. What did they have for UNCG? I think they had a lot of stuff closed.
Yes.
Because it was a midweek game. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing really anything closed for this game. So, I'm pretty sure all the, or at least most
majority of
the food the concession stands were open. So you had your Dippin' Dots.
Yep.
You had your pretzels and your popcorn and your hot dog stands and your alcohol stands. And yep. I think even they have a bar over there,
mm-hmm. which I don't think I remember.
I don't know if I mentioned in UNCG one either. But if there's one end of the, if we walk around the whole concourse, there's one, they have a legit like bar with like seats and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can go in, order your drink, sit out. And I don't know if, I'm pretty sure anybody can just go in there if that's what you want to do. But you can, there's areas to sit out and watch the game from there. So that's a nice thing if, you know, you're into that. But that was open.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, what I ate dinner beforehand, so I didn't get, like, a meal there. But my wife did get French fries that I thought were very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the... I think I had chicken tenders last time, so from what I remember.
I thought you guys had the cheeseburger.
I did have the cheeseburger last time. And so, I mean, it was a fine cheeseburger, you know.
How were the chicken tenders this time? Because you guys had chicken tenders this time.
Oh, we did. I forgot. Okay, yeah, we got a little hungry.
Kelsey wanted to get chicken tenders.
Okay, so I did have some chicken tenders this time and fries. They were good, you know. I think... I want to say... Yeah, they had barbecue sauce. I think they might have been... We're out of honey mustard or something.
I remember you guys having some ranch. I remember you guys having some barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but they were good, you know. So it was fine. I just liked it better than the UNCG game because more options.
Yeah.
And I understand the reason they probably had some of that closed for that game because it was in the middle of the week and, you know, probably wasn't expecting a lot of people.
Yeah. No doubt. No, I had a cheeseburger game. That's what I had at the UNCG game, too, because I had a cheeseburger. I had a cheeseburger this time, too. I think it's a halfway decent cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. My wife kind of complained that she felt like it was the meat-to-bun ratio was kind of off. So, I guess she thought it was a little too bready. But, I don't know. I thought it was good. She was like, eh. But, I mean, whatever. It's not super expensive because I think we talked about this for the basketball game. Like, at least at that concession stand, they sell all their stuff in baskets.
Yeah.
So instead of having to buy like a burger and fries separately, then they come together. Mm-hmm. So I think the burger's like $9 for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I forget what the chicken tender basket was. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
But do they also have Bojangles in that stadium? I thought I saw.
I don't remember.
I know
they have a chicken place called the Golden Roost.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if there's a Bojangles in it.
Which I don't see why they'd have a Bojangles and then sell chicken tenders. Not Bojangles, chicken tenders. I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah. So.
Now, and then, of course, you mentioned that Dippin' Dots was actually for this game. So we ended up getting Dippin' Dots. Amanda liked hers. Mm-hmm. She had the... So they have... They had decent options. I mean, nothing like fancy, but so she had a banana split mixed with chocolate, and she seemed to like that. Okay, I had the cookies and cream. Wasn't a big fan of the cookies and cream, which was kind of disappointing because I remember saying for the basketball game that I wanted some Dippin' Dots, so I finally got some Dippin' Dots for this game, and like I like the fact that they put their cookie chunks in it, but like it's almost. Not only that, but it was almost like it was just straight vanilla with like random cookie chunks. So, I mean, of course, when you think cookie cream ice cream, then you think about it's that vanilla and cookie swirl.
Yeah.
And that's not how their Dippin' Dots were. So, right. I don't know. It was all right. But I appreciate the Dippin' Dots actually being open.
Yeah.
They were a little on the expensive side because we got larges each, and I think I spent, with tip, like $20 for those two Dippin' Dots. So that was a little on the expensive side. But
Yeah. That's probably somewhat the same across the board, no matter where you go for Dippin' Dots. I don't know how much, you know, say the venue has, but I don't know how that works. But
I was just saying, we're
good.
I was saying, I spent a little more than
more than you wanted to.
More than I expected, also, on the Dippin' Dots. But because the Dippin' Dots stand didn't really have any prices on it. So they just had, you can get small, medium, and large.
They don't want you to know the prices. They don't give me a large. Not. Oh, dang.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like you can tell them to put it back.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I like I said, I had pretty much the same food. I just appreciated the Dippin' Dots stand being open, even though I wasn't super impressed. But so for this one, your initial score was a big old four.
Four, wow. Okay.
Does that change?
It's definitely going to be higher because just more stuff being open and more options. I don't want to go a whole point or a point and a half. I'm definitely going to go at least a whole point.
Okay.
No, we can do five and a half.
Five and a half?
A whole point
and
a half higher.
Okay. Sweet. So I'm actually going to rate lower than you this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to give it I'm just going to bump it up a
half a point.
No,
just a half a point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I gave it a four. Initially gave the food a four. I'm going to give it a four and a half. Mainly because I had the same thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I appreciate the Dippin' Dots being open. I just didn't... the Dippin' Dots didn't blow me away.
Yeah.
Like, it did not satisfy my Dippin' Dot need. But hey, whatever.
Hey.
So
you do you.
But I'm going to bump it up at least to a four and a half.
Okay.
So... All right, and then our last area is our last area is the surrounding neighborhood.
Yeah, this should be very quick. Like, I mean, the city doesn't change. I mean,
nope.
It's like
hasn't changed since we went to the basketball.
But okay, I guess if you haven't listened to the other episode, please do go back and listen to it. But
yeah, which
whatever.
For?
Great. It's not a very walkable area, so it's not like there you can just go out and which we're in North Carolina, so unless you're in like downtown Charlotte or downtown Raleigh, you're not gonna just take an Uber or whatever to the stadium and then come out and then go bar hopping or whatever. You're gonna need to get in your car and drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can Uber around everywhere, but that can get expensive. So, I mean, there are things to do in Greensboro, just not within the direct vicinity of the Coliseum area.
Not unless you're a big ACC fan and you want to go to the ACC Hall of
Hall of Champions or Fame or something. But,
which is literally right there by the complex.
Yeah, which I will say the Coliseum complex, it's more than just the arena. They've got... an event center.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the aquatic center, which has got like Olympic sized swimming pools.
Yeah.
They do swim meets. They've got the Tanger Center, which is the Broadway shows,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even have some concerts there. That's, I think, technically part of the same complex.
Probably.
And I think there's a fairground near there too. So whenever the fair's in Greensboro.
Or if you want to, during basketball season, you don't want to go spend money on an NBA game, you can always go see the Greensboro Swarm there.
Yeah, the Swarm play there, not in the arena. I think that's the field house.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So it's just a cool little entertainment complex mm-hmm. they've put together.
And I think we talked about it on our other review. Like, there's a few restaurants that you can walk across the road
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah.
Now, they kind of, from the outside, they kind of look like more expensive restaurants.
Yeah.
So I can't promise how much mm-hmm. you're going to spend if you want to go eat there. You kind of have to drive a little bit further down the road to get to your fast food kind of restaurants and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when I say drive down the road, it's like half a mile, so you're not going very far.
No.
It's just that there's not really any places to eat if you're trying to eat
mm-hmm.
before or after the game that's within walking distance.
Like we went to this very good Mexican restaurant, it wasn't near the. I mean, it was close by, but still, like, driving distance. I wouldn't want to walk, you know. So, one thing I just remember we didn't talk about is we didn't talk about the parking, which we usually would include that in game day atmosphere, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't really, it's the same situation as last time. We had tickets from my mom that she was able to get some. So we had parking pass. So we can't really give an accurate review on the parking situation, like if you're just general parking.
Yeah.
But, for, I mean, we've both been there for other events. So it's usually no problem at all to get in there, at least for these types of events. Now, if you're going, if like, you know, I don't know who, like Jay-Z's in town or something. I don't know what we're posting. Whoever's big right now.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
Sure.
If he's in town, like, you're probably going to be in some pretty heavy traffic and it's going to be a bigger nightmare. But I don't know. I can't say for sure. So parking's fine.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about it before. Like, we don't remember the exact price that we paid for general parking, but I wouldn't say it's any more than $10-$15.
Yeah, and that probably goes up or down depending on the event that you're going to. Yeah, you know, and we also didn't talk about any mascot, which I didn't see one.
Yeah, I don't know if this team has a mascot.
Which is a shame because I'd really like to see what that looked like.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a big old cobra walking around the arena the whole time. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I guess I didn't think about it because it didn't seem like they had one. So.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, this is different though, because we complain, like our complaints with the mascot come when a school or a team does have a mascot and doesn't utilize it. I wouldn't think that we take anything off of this mascot because I just don't think they have a mascot.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
I guess I'm just whatever my score was for surrounding area last time, I'm just gonna do the same.
Okay, well, let's see what you go. So you gave it a 7.
Okay,
which is cool. We'll keep it at a 7 then. And then I gave it a 6. So we'll keep those scores. Like I said, that's the one thing that really didn't change. So
yeah,
cool.
Okay,
all right. Anything else that you can think of that we didn't include or that you kind of want to talk about this experience?
No, I'll just say while you're adding those up, I'll just say go check out, if you like football, go check out an arena football game. If not, if you're not near Greensboro, find a local team or a team close by, and I promise you, you will have fun because it's faster pace. Very high scoring. This game was like, ended up being like 72 to 50 something. Like, it was
something like that.
Crazy. And it's the people getting tackled into the wall. like, the last touchdown that I saw, the guy caught it in the end zone but got hit, and they both the defender and the receiver went. Flipping over the wall, the refs run over there to look. Oh, he caught it, and they touchdown. So that got the whole crowd just pumped, you know. Yeah.
And I know that. So back when the AFL Arena Football League was big, that was the premier arena league.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's been gone for a while. There's a bunch of like smaller leagues popping up, and that's what the Cobras play in, is a smaller league. They play in the NAL, the National Arena League.
Mm.
So if you're looking for your team, they might not fall under the same league, but I mean they're around. Like there's a whole bunch of different arena leagues around the country that you can go and check out a team from. So trying to get these numbers together. Almost done, promise. 4 and then a 6 divided by 4. Wow, your score is actually higher than mine. This.
Oh wow!
All right. So your overall score, which going back for this, you gave a 5.5, 7.5, 5.5, and a 7.
Okay.
Your average score was a 6.4.
Okay.
I had a 5.5, an 8, 4.5, and a 6. My score was a 6.
Okay.
So you actually had a pretty big difference this round. So if let's add those together real quick. So 6 plus 6.4 divided by 2 is a 6.2 overall.
6.2. Okay, and I've got my sheet pulled up. It says 6.2.
Yep.
So now, okay.
Does this include all the teams? Do we have all of them on here this time?
I believe so.
Okay.
I got Wake Baseball on here.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay. So we now actually have a three-way tie.
Of course we do.
With Wake Forest Basketball and the Fayetteville Marksman at a 6.2.
Okay. Would you like to go through the whole score that we have going
so
on?
So starting from the bottom, now we're here. We got Wake Forest Baseball at a 5.1. Mm-hmm. We got the Carolina Disco Turkeys at a 5.2. Yep. Virginia Tech Football, 5.3.
Still very surprising.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that earlier today. We can't believe how we did that. At number... I gotta fix my numbers. Anyways, above that, UNCG Basketball, 5.4. Mm-hmm. So the other team that shares this venue is 5.4.
Okay.
And coming in, three-way tie, Wake Forest Basketball, Fayetteville Marksman, and now the Carolina Cobras at 6.2.
Yep.
And then to top finish off the list, we got the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Minor League Baseball, at 6.3. Mm-hmm. The Winston-Salem Dash, 6.5. And still number one, and I don't know when this will ever be topped until we go to a Major League Baseball game or an NFL game or...
NHL game, NBA NHL, game.
Any pro sport is Carolina Panthers Fan Fest. Not even a game.
Yeah.
Fan Fest. Yep. The 7.5.
Woo. And first overall arena football stadium.
Yes, there you go.
if we want to include all football, then this would still be first because Virginia Tech is so low.
Yeah.
And that's only two football that we've done, right?
Yeah. Because Fan Fest doesn't count as a sport.
I mean, it's football, but it doesn't. Wasn't football?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, honestly, this review, this rating, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's fair? Do you feel
it's actually higher than I expected.
Really?
But
now, was that higher than what you expected when we decided we were going to the game, or higher than you expected when you were, like, when we were sitting here doing the review? was it
probably both. Like,
really?
I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have increased the what did I increase so much more than you? The food?
Or the
maybe the food shouldn't have jumped up that much, but oh well, it is what it is.
I mean,
I think it's fair.
Give an honest review.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I know that I feel like giving the same kind of numbers for some of the stuff that we gave that I personally gave the UNCG basketball game indicates that I didn't enjoy this nearly as much as, you know, the basketball game. But I probably enjoyed this a whole lot better than the basketball game. I don't want that to come off like this. Like, I love going to this game and just being there and experiencing it. Like, I definitely go back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Go to another game. Yeah.
Trivia
question. Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Oh.
Do you have anything else that
you
feel like you need to add to any of this?
Nah, I think that about covers it.
Cool. All right. So, first off, the one that you knew the answer to, and hopefully, as our listener, you might have known the answer to. So, I asked earlier, back when the Arena Football League was around, the Philadelphia Soul were partly owned by a major rock star. I asked, who was that rock star? And the answer is...
the one and only Bon Jovi.
John
Bon Jovi.
John Bovi.
John Bovi.
And that's right. He had pretty good stake in it. Like I said, I don't think he had full ownership, but I know he had a pretty good stake in it. And I know that former NFL quarterback Ron Jaworski also had ownership in it. And,
okay.
I know that name might not mean anything to some of you. Right. Of course, he played quarterback for the Eagles before. It was my time. But I think he was also an analyst on ESPN for a little while.
Okay.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. So, Bon Jovi. Philadelphia Soul.
Now it's time for the one that...
Okay, so going back to the second trivia question I asked. Okay, so up until 2017, former Buffalo Bills offensive lineman Joe DeLamelier...
That one.
Yeah, Shamalama Ding Dong, was the only pro football Hall of Famer, which means that he played... Of course, he played in the NFL. I said Buffalo Bill, but, you know, played a few games in the NFL. Anyways, he was the only pro football Hall of Famer to play in Arena League football until who? Who was the second person?
Johnny Manziel.
No.
What? Okay, is this person like a Hall of Famer or future Hall? Would you describe it?
Yeah, I said the
you
only.
Did say, oh, okay.
So Joe Shamalama Ding Dong was the first pro football Hall of Famer to play in Arena League.
Okay, so never mind, take that out. I was just thinking pro football.
So this man is the second one.
Hall of Famer.
Yes. Just had a movie made about him.
Oh, gave it away. Alex Smith?
No.
No, not Alex Smith. Kurt Warner.
Sure did.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Played for the Iowa Barnstormers. Okay. In the Arena League. So, the more you know.
When did he play for them in 2017, I guess?
No. No, so he played...
Oh,
he played for them in 95
to 97. Oh, okay.
So he played with them... Before he became an NFL quarterback.
Okay, and then he got inducted. Hall of Fame.
That made him the second football Hall of Famer.
I was thinking that other. That's why I said Manziel. One, I wasn't thinking of Hall of Famer because I was just like failed NFL player. He's playing in that fan controlled football league now.
Yeah, more power to him.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah.
About that, for my hint, if I needed one, I was going to ask what team, which that would have narrowed it down pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would have guessed Kurt Warner, though.
Still haven't seen the movie, though. I still want to see it.
I know. I haven't either.
Zach Levi. Anyway,
I guess before we get off here, I don't know what we're going to... Our next Cheap Seats episode is going to be... I think we got some ideas. Oh, well.
Well, originally before we were going to go to this game, before we decided that we were going to go to this game, we talked about doing our favorite minor league baseball team names. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to stick with it.
Yeah.
If it changes, then you'll just have to bear with us.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll get to that topic though, because that is a topic I want to have fun with.
Yeah, and I don't know when our next overtime will be, but I've got an idea that I've been cooking for a while.
You have, huh?
Yeah. And,
okay.
It should be a fun one.
Cool. So can't wait to hear it. I'm in the dark just as much as you are right now.
You know, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Okay. Anyways, let's just say, you know, there's a Star Wars show coming out soon. So,
okay, so
little teaser. So,
little tease.
Yeah.
Little skin showing.
But,
little leg.
Anyway, yeah, and then after that whole show's over, we kind of probably, I probably want to come back and do maybe our overall review of the whole series as a whole once it's over. So yeah, that'll be a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Anyways, I guess without anything else there, we'll just sign off.
No.
Guys, we're on Facebook. Try to stay active on Facebook as much as we can. So if you would like to join our Facebook group, look us up, Cheering from the Cheap Seats. If you would like to follow us on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. Usually posting stuff on there too. That is Cheer Cheap Seats. Sorry, Cheering from the Cheap Seats was too long for all those platforms. But yeah, that's Yeah. Pretty much covers all the social medias.
Right. And just go, if you like the show, even if you don't like the show, go and...
we're sorry.
We'll do better. Like and subscribe and review on your platform of choice. I know the big ones, of course, are Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Those are pretty much the two major players in the podcast game.
Yep.
Or just Anchor website, you know, when we share our link on Facebook. Sure. And if it allows a review or rating, please do. That helps out
five star.
So.
5 star.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah, even if you don't like it, leave it a 5 star, but then just lay into us in the review portion of it. So, whatever. Yeah.
Don't do that. we'll be hurt. It'll hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I might even read it on the next show and laugh about it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're a bunch of goofballs, so I get it. Anyways, but yeah. I guess until
next time.
Until next time, guys. Keep cheering.
See ya.